everyone. I'm Kathy Strand from the Gluten Free Girls, and I've got a really exciting guest for you, Wendy Wise. She is a clinical nutritionist, biochemist expert, and intuitive healer. And the intuitive part is really what I want to get into. And we're going to talk about gluten-free eating. I want you to go away feeling better about eating and not being so worried about it. So I just want to say hi to Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hi there, and hi, everyone. It's nice to be on the call, and thank you so much for having me.
So I was just saying before we started, I hope that people feel like they're eavesdropping on a little conversation between two interesting women. Any health we want to attain in life, anything that we want to do to improve ourselves, I think eating the right kind of food or healthy food is the first place to start. What would you say?
It absolutely is. Our bodies are the most priceless gift we are given. So when we talk about being conscious about eating and being intuitive, it's really just tapping back into simplicity of what our bodies are really asking us for and not making it so, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming, I don't know where to start. Well, we start with going within, because if we don't go within, we go without. And food in its simplest form is how we give ourselves our health and our quality of life back.
Roz Andrews and I decided to put our passion and down on paper, and so we wrote the 14-day gluten-free guide. We're going to give this free to anyone who wants to go to the glutenfreegirls.com. And actually, our book could have been called Dump the Junk. You can't really go within and get intuitive if we're eating the typical Western diet of just, you know, grabbing the convenience foods or the boxed foods, because it does pollute your brain and your body.
It's interesting that you use the word convenience, because to me, it is actually more convenient for me and my body to eat the way that my body likes. And we talked about this before. It actually takes practice to feel crappy, excuse my French. Like when I go to the grocery stores, I have this thing where I watch what people put in their carts. And then I look at how their bodies are kind of interacting as they're walking around with their carts. And if you look around you, people do not feel well. And part of that is you're paying a price for what you think is convenient. In the short term, in the long run, your body's actually paying a higher price. So my target is to teach people and help them remember that most of us are taught to look outside of ourselves for answers. Believe me, all of us are being given feedback all day long by our bodies, and we're just not taught to go within there and listen to what the feedback is. A perfect example would be, if you wanted to have an extreme one, would be, you know how people go into food comas on Thanksgiving? That is absolutely your body's way of saying you absolutely ate too much, and we all know that, and we still do it anyway. But what happens in lifestyle is every day those little tiny things that we do add up to helping us to feel better and give us energy and give us fuel and quality of life, or take it away. But if you go into some of the bigger stores, look at what people are, when they're walking around with their carts, look at what people are putting in their carts. And if it's all boxed stuff, there's no life, if you will, in that food. And so you've probably heard before to shop on the outside of the grocery store, because unless it grows out of the ground and there's some kind of fruit or green or vegetable in there, it is not food. It means it's been highly processed. It really comes down to the fuel that you put in your body.
Yes, I totally agree. And that's why we titled our book The 14-Day Gluten-Free Guide. In 14 days, you will know. You will see. You will see. In fact, it'll even less time, 3 to 5 days. So then when you get off of this junk, you can really definitely look within and really start listening to your body and what it's telling you.
If people think that it's inconvenient to figure out what works for their body now while they're healthy and feeling good, boy, I can absolutely tell you that all of us at some point are going to experience a health challenge. And your ability to recover and to feel well again is directly determined by how you care for yourself now. It will stop you in your tracks when you have a health challenge, and then you try to figure out anything you can do to get your health back. And I've had that experience, and I've seen it just many, many times. I've helped thousands of people in my career, And I've also seen thousands of people do anything they can to get their quality of life back. And that's at the end of the day, you have to, you know, pick and choose your battles. And it's not about being perfect. But I do find that I eat what makes my body feel good because I actually want to feel good. And I've lost my health for a time and became a patient myself. So I understand what it feels like to not feel well. So it's either on the front end and the back end. And I just highly encourage people, prevention is the only insurance we ever have. It's a question of you choosing it for you and you making your body a priority. Our health is actually our responsibility. It is no one else's. If you don't know or feel like you need help, I say it's worth every investment that you make. You've probably all heard your wealth is your health. It really is.
That's right. So then people might say, well, I don't have time to cook. I don't know how to cook. Look, you do not have to be an expert chef to prepare healthy food. So we need to talk about that because it's really not that hard. And if I could be inspirational to people as a totally blind person, I prepare all the meals.
I do cook my own food, but I also, you know, I travel and I'm out and about quite a bit. You can get what we're talking about at any restaurant. When you eat food, it's actually a pretty big energy drain on your body when you're overeating your food. Your stomach is about the size of your fist. So if you're eating portions over than that, it's okay. But just know if you're tired, if you're cranky, if you're bloated, if you have weight around the middle and you're not feeling 100%, it's possibly because you're overeating, which we know the portion size in this country is like insane. You can cut back on your portion size no matter where you go. If you don't have time to cook, then you probably have the ability to buy something fresh that you can eat. There's always a way, and you're either looking at the problem or you're looking at the solution. So how about trying looking at your portion size and see if that helps you? Notice when you eat, are you shoveling in your mouth? Are you standing up? Are you going through the drive-thru? Like, what's happening? If you knew that food was the most life-giving property that was going to give you longevity, youth, your youth span, your quality of life, would you be willing to actually take 5 minutes and sit down and actually chew your food and then not overeat and be mindless? And then have you ever noticed that the flavor of a food will change when you're eating it? So what I mean by that is sometimes when you get into like 3-6 bites of a meal that you're eating, if you notice that the flavor changes of the food and it kind of goes flat, believe it or not, that's your body's way of saying that it's done with that. So I don't know if the listeners would be willing to try that and then giving us some feedback. But one of the things I do when I teach people how to consciously eat is I teach them how to, if that food, when you eat it, it should be so delicious and, excuse the word, orgasmic. The minute that that flavor of that food changes, it's highly likely your body is saying that it's done with it. We require so much less food than we think that we do. I actually feel better when I don't eat what a normal American portion would be. My body just doesn't like it. It feels too heavy. I feel gross, and I just don't like it. It really just matters what you choose to spend your time on, you know what I mean, and what's important to you. And for me, my health is number one.
Thank you so much. I think health is fun to talk about. Food is the way to start.
Yeah, and thanks so much for taking the time, Kathy, and doing what you do in the world. You know, it's going to take so many of us to turn around how the health is of our country and our children. And one of my targets on the planet is to stop world hunger. So, you know what I would love is to get feedback from you all for either myself or Kathy. So make sure you reach out to Kathy, and she'll figure out how to connect with me if you have questions. So I'm so grateful for you having me on as a guest. I feel really honored, and I hope something that we said or did today makes a difference for you and you take that out in the world for yourself and then your family and then out into the community.
Okay, thank you so much, Wendy. Now, let's take charge of our health. What I want you to do is head on over to theglutenfreegirls.com. Girls with an S, okay? Do it now while it's top of mind. theglutenfreegirls.com. I want to give you a free copy of the 14-day gluten-free guide. See you over there.